What's up, guys? It's Jamie Grace. This is the Jamie Grace Podcast. My husband's here.
Hey, what's good, y'all?
We're watching The Masked Singer, episode 3. It just started. I guess we're going to see... I don't know what we're going to see tonight, y'all. I have no idea who's getting masked or unmasked. It looks like all the people are back from the first episode, but nobody from the second episode. So we will see what is happening. Okay, guys, first commercial break. Aaron, do you have any immediate thoughts?
I was right. It's not a professional singer.
Yeah, that was definitely... I was a little... I mean, I think the judges are just told to say things to not give things away. Because, like, I was like, there's no... She sounded really good. This is not me dissing her voice at all. I would listen to, like, a mainstream pop single with her voice on it. But she didn't sound like a professional singer. I'm just like, they kept pushing that.
For Robin Thicke to say that she sounds like a seasoned singer, no.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, he is dead.
Because Robin Thicke is saying, okay?
Yeah, he's like he's a professional singer.
They told him to say that, no doubt.
Yeah, so that I did think when they put in the clues, it says something about Haley. I was like, oh, maybe it's Haley Baldwin. That's Justin Bieber's new bride. Also, she comes from a famous family. But then at the end, the line was like, the judges are nowhere near close to guessing who I am. So I don't think they would just use that as a trick. I really do think that's a true statement. So it's not Haley Baldwin.
Well, also had me thinking now, the first week she was on, she said, there are a lot of women in my pride. But then with the clues coming up, they showed a lot of women pride, like...
Right, yeah, like activism and like that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it's like, so maybe that's the that was the hint instead of like, oh, I have a bunch of sisters. Because a lot of people were like, oh, it's probably a Kardashian because she said that or came from a girl group. But that could have meant something totally different. Mm-hmm. I thought it was Tracee Ellis Ross the first week. I don't think it's her anymore. And I think Rumor Willis is the closest person that it could be. Even though neither one of us really know a ton about her. Just based on our Googling.
Everybody she has seems a lion like it's her. Tattoo on her arm.
Right. I just think Rumor Willis is the closest guest right now.
I'm just ready for the monster, even though we all know who it is.
I know. I don't want the monster to lose, but I wouldn't be mad if the monster... was the one whose mask had to come off tonight, because that would be fantastic.
Then you wouldn't hear from me anymore. So. That's true. Sorry, guys.
All right. The deer just saying, Aaron, this is your department. Okay. You just said a bunch of random athletes' names, and I don't know who they are.
No. It's all good. Just no doubt it's Terry Bradshaw. Let's just make this quick and sweet. But they were talking about, he mentioned horses and all that good stuff. And so you think horses, you think of Colts. And then the Broncos. So those are both a Peyton Manning thing right there.
Right.
But I'm not... Peyton Manning doesn't do car commercials. He does Papa John's commercials and stuff like that.
I think he's also a bit... Even if it's not Terry, I think he's a few years older than Peyton Manning. He was walking down those steps and stuff, like, he's not super mobile.
And they gave away the height on the first show, and Peyton Manning is taller than 6'3". I think you were right. I think it's Terry Bradshaw all the way. The judges, I think they gave a better guess this time.
Yeah, they seemed like they actually were trying.
Yeah.
I appreciated
that. But then I still think it's staged.
No, I think to an extent. Like, I don't think the judges know who it is.
No.
But I do think that at least one of them has a bug in their ear and from, like, a producer just to keep things on a certain level. But I like the ad of Joel McHale, like, for this week. But I do think that he seems a little uninterested in the show. Yeah. Like, he seems a little over it. Like, well, why don't you just ask him who it is and they'll tell you? Like, he seems like he's tired of it.
Yeah.
But those of you who watched Community, I know it's great to see Joel McHale and Ken Jeong back on the same stage. I wish Yvette was here. I think they should have her next week.
Oh, man. You got to tell him about the whole laugh thing at the end.
The lap thing?
The laugh.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Terry Bradshaw, the deer laughed at the end, and I think it sounded like Terry Bradshaw's laugh. No idea why, but I watched, like, 25, 30 minutes of Terry Bradshaw interviews, like, 2 years ago. I just, like, went on a rabbit hole. I have no idea why, but I remember he was, like, touring with my friends, the Isaacs, and so I just ended up Googling a bunch of, like, Terry Bradshaw interviews, and I listened to him talk while I was, like, cleaning up my room or something. So I feel like I know his laugh pretty well. It's, like, has, like, a bouncy chuckle to it. It just sounded like a grandpa-y laugh, so I do think that's him. Also, I would love to... I love that Shaq commercial. Also, I would love to just give, like, a shout-out to the production assistant. just don't forget to come and retrieve the talent as they're trying to walk off stage, because the deer didn't know where to go. Oh, and that was, like, man. So awkward. I was just like, oh, man.
He was going to fall.
Like, I'll
so
come
hard.
Volunteer at the show. Like, that'd be super fun to be behind the scenes a little bit. Like, you know, just make sure they know how to get off stage and everything. But okay, hopefully the next performance is coming up
but
soon.
But I'm calling it. I bet the deer is going home tonight.
Yeah, I think so too. And I wouldn't be mad about it because I really want to know who it is.
Yeah.
I think they're saving the monster for last because everybody wants to see the monster so bad, including us. We are definitely the monster's biggest, well, Aaron's the monster's biggest fan at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah, I know it's T-Pain.
But yeah, guys, we will see you at commercial break number who knows what. So the Peacock just performed, and I still think it's Donny Osmond.
Yep, no doubt.
He's still my number one choice.
No doubt.
I was very intrigued when Joel McHale said Neil Patrick Harris, but I don't think Neil Patrick Harris would say that our moms were fans, nor do I think he was friends with Michael Jackson,
yeah.
which were two of the previous clues.
She thought it was him because he did magic.
Yeah. Neil Patrick Harris. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen him do magic, I think, on the Ellen Show is where I saw it, so... But once again, Donny Osmond at the end, the Peacock at the end was like, I've totally stumped the judges. So that would mean that it's not one of the ones they've guessed. So it cannot be Neil Patrick Harris. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to watch this half robot, half human angel movie. It looks really interesting, but I also look scared of it. Or I also seem to, like, well, okay, I can't talk. But yeah, anyways, we'll come back in a minute. The monster is, I think they're going to put the monster last. I knew they were going to put him toward the end. But now
you gotta watch the unicorn.
Gotta watch the unicorn.
That's probably like the toughest one tonight.
And then, yeah, I don't know who the unicorn is. I mean, I think it could be what's her face that everybody else thinks it is, but Tori Spelling. But I was actually looking up something, and she was saying when she did the movie Mistletoes, I think she had like vocal assistance on it. So I don't really even know if there's anything out there where you can hear Tori Spelling sing anything to really verify. So. We'll try to come back and give a comment on that, but I'm not sure how educated our commentary is going to be. I don't know how to pause my recording. Oh, wait. Hold on, guys. Okay. All right, guys. We're one commercial away from the monster, which is the only reason why Aaron's here. I kind of want some McDonald's. Sorry, I just...
They make it look nasty.
Wait, no. That commercial makes it look good. Sorry, it's a McDonald's commercial on... I'm pregnant, guys. Forgive me. Sometimes I just see food and I'm just like, yeah, I need okay. that. Yeah, I don't... I mean, that didn't really give us that much. We don't really have any new guesses.
Nope. All we know from the hints that she wants to be victorious. And the thing with
maybe
the...
Maybe it's the girl from Nickelodeon from Victorious.
Oh, the girl from Victoria.
Oh. Yeah, like they tried to go the athlete route and then they made a physical intimacy joke that we're just gonna scream past.
Yep.
And they kept going
the gymnast route.
Yeah,
she is
and
way
I don't,
too tall to be a gymnast.
And like they kept guessing people that are like our age and younger. I'm like, this voice is clearly at least 30, and not in a rude way. But
and I heard
just,
a little auto-tune on the
yeah.
So I know they're not singing live. I know they're not.
Yeah,
definitely not one of the master. Now.
I still think it's Tori Spelling. The Denise Richards guess was not a terrible guess. I am like 99% sure that she is white or Caucasian to be PC because you could kind of see under her mask a little bit and see
yeah,
how her face is painted
see her
white.
Chin, yeah.
And either she's white or she's very fair skin and of another nationality. But it's not Gabby Douglas, whoever that was that said
that. Robin Thicke.
No, sir.
But he just acknowledged that. She was from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, did he
Gabby
not
Douglas
see the Lifetime movie?
Oh
like,
my
come
gosh.
On, dude. She's not from, okay. So,
sorry about that.
We need to be.
How many black people you know dude. From Beverly Hills? Let's just be real, y'all.
Yeah, like, come on.
Come on now.
Yeah, that made no sense. So, like, born and raised. No, that's not the norm, guys.
Wow.
So, Aaron and I are going to be judges next season because we need to help them out with some stuff. But one more commercial break till the monster.
No, I'm going to be one of the.
You gonna be don't tell people. Yeah, just keep it a secret.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we not. We're gonna be in Alaska. Okay, guys, we'll see you in a second. Okay, Aaron, your favorite has performed.
Oh my gosh, man, I just feel so smart every time. I just can't. Okay, guys, we all know this is T-Pain
through what, and through.
Okay, and even in one of the clues, he said he came up from the South. And T-Pain, everybody know he's the Tallahassee hero from Florida.
Which made me really mad because they were like, oh, he's from the South. Must be Nelly. Nelly's from my town,
St. Louis, Midwest. Y'all better get it right. That was so disrespectful.
Like, the only Nelly song I know is one that he did with Tim McGraw. And even I know he's from St. Louis. Like,
oh, my God. That's
just some, like, I feel like those are just things that people know.
And that's why I get frustrated. I'm like, okay, they're telling them to say this stuff. And
I don't think they're telling them to say it. I think they're just telling them not to guess who they think it is. So they're just having to try to just say a bunch of elaborate stuff. Let's be real.
Everybody and their mom, like, you can even hear it with, like, if you even throw auto-tune on that, like, you can even, I don't know. That just sounds like T-Pain. Like,
I don't understand why Jenny McCarthy was like, oh, he did a country song. Last week he did a Queen song, not country. This week he did a Gavin DeGraw song. Also not country. I need to just talk to the people and be like, what do y'all think country music is? Where do you think the South, like, the lines are? Do you think Missouri's in the South? So many things. And this is really random, though, but babe, you know how he said caddy?
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, saying, oh, that could be golf-related?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, like, this is kind of a stretch, but when you play golf, you use a tee and, like, T-Pain.
Oh.
I don't know. That might be way too much of a stretch. I do know that I like this lipstick, though, that's on TV. And I know I've had that before. I actually don't like crackles. I won't say what brand it was, though, because I don't want to, like, be negative. Anyways, that's...
T-Pain, well, still he'll be from the South because one of the songs, he was like... he called himself Teddy Payne, Tallahassee Hero. Now I got a crib. Now I'm in the A. So, yeah, he's in Georgia. Well, still, he's from the South.
Also, now I want Chili's because that commercial just had Chili's on it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, they're about to do the big reveal. We'll record our reaction. Hopefully, it'll be something good.
Like I said, they're going to reveal
I think it's going to be the unicorn or the deer.
The deer. I keep calling it a moose. It's a deer.
He called it a moose in his clues package. I was confused by that. But okay, guys, we'll talk to you in a second. Okay, they're taking off the deer's mask.
Three judges picked Terry Bradshaw.
Right, which now makes me feel like it's not Terry Bradshaw. Robin Thicke said the same thing about his laugh. I'm like, that is phenomenal that he said that, and I said that too. Okay, guys, drum roll, please.
It's taking forever to take it off.
No, he's old. No offense to the deer. Yes, it's Terry Bradshaw. I knew it. Because he does the Nutrisystem commercials. All right, guys. That was the third episode. And the deer is Terry Bradshaw.
Yep.
The end. We knew it. Okay, it's close.
Everyone knew it.
This episode was really good. Not that last week wasn't good, but this episode was really good.
Yeah, I just like these set of singers. Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like they were the first ones we watched, and we kind of got attached to them a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see. I guess next week, they'll bring everybody back from last week, and then the following week, maybe both parts like will combine, both groups will be combined. Mm. I'm not really sure how they're going to do that, but the Monster was my favorite performance of the night.
He hit them high notes. Yeah, T-Pain. I mean, Monster.
Like, I'm a huge Gavin DeGraw fan, so I really like that song a lot. Whose French fries are those? Y'all, I think I'm hungry. That's Farmer Boys. Have you ever been to Farmer Boys? They actually make pretty good burgers, babe. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed watching this episode. If you guys watched it, I hope you enjoyed our recap. Subscribe to this podcast every Thursday. We're going to do a recap of The Masked Singer, and we really enjoy it. Aaron's on Instagram at TheAaronCollins or Twitter at It'sAaronCollins. And I'm on Twitter and Insta at JamieGraceH. If you have any really angry, you know, responses, you don't think we were right about some of the things, we love to hear what you think. So hit us up.
Let me find out you're angry.
We'll talk to you guys later. And have a great day. Okay, bye. Goodbye. Okay,